All right, my friends, what is good? What's going on? How are you? How are you feeling? How's life treating you and how are you treating life? You know, I find that most of the time people ask us, hey, how's life treating you? And I think it's nice if we kind of throw in, well, how are you treating life? You know, that was a nice balance there. Today's episode is part two of creating your online course. Again, check out the show notes. There'll be a link on there for Teachable. That way you're able to use their platform, which I love, in creating your online course. And as you're listening in today and the past episode and the future ones have to do with creating an online course, keep an eye out on anything you want to outsource. You know, if you have an idea of creating a course and it's all about helping couples, but you're kind of stuck on the logo for it, it's all good. Check out Fiverr. I'm going to put a link on there for you to be able to use their services. They start with really, you know, affordable services, you know, all the way starting at $5 and up. You know, if you're making a course and you're getting stuck with copywriting is like the layout, you know, the information that you want in your course. They've got professionals for that too. So across the entire board, you know, you're able to go to Fiverr to get all of those resources outsourced, and then you're able to use Teachable to host your course. That way, all your ducks are in a row. For today's episode, again, is part two. Let's create your online course. We're going to go into coming up with your course idea. And this is, I'm going to be honest with you, this is one of my favorite ones because I like having ideas. I have like an idea notebook. I'll sit with my wife and talk about ideas. Sometimes she's like, too many ideas. But that's just me. You know, that's just how I am, how I function, if you will. There are so many ideas when it comes to creating a course. I mean, I've seen and worked with clinicians that have branched out of private practice to create like business related courses. One individual is one of the first persons that I started to work with when I started offering consulting services focused on creating a course. This individual shifted out of private practice and created a course focused on tax management. You know, tax management for individuals in private practice. And I thought that was really savvy because I know for me, whenever I started in private practice, I had a hard time really understanding, you know, should I do the LLC, a sole proprietorship? Should I have a corporation? Like, how should I structure my business? So I thought that was pretty cool. I did have a lot of emails from you guys. So thank you. Everybody reached out, you know, sharing different ideas for today's episode on course idea. So I wanted to share those with you just to let you know I did receive them. One of them was a couples course for interracial couples. And I thought that was really neat, you know, really stuck out to me, myself being in an interracial relationship. There was a couple of them, which I think is a kind of a hot spot on a course for kids, helping kids with depression, helping kids with anxiety. One of them was helping kids with OCD, and this individual shared that they wanted to have their course focused on a workbook as well, which I thought was really neat. That way you kind of have a combo effect taking place. As you kind of sit back today, and again, today's episode is very light. You know, we're just brainstorming here on how to get to this position of coming up with your course idea. I want you to think about these key questions. I want you to think about, what am I good at? And of course, you know, since we're all clinicians here in private practice, more than likely it'll have something to do with the work that you do. If it doesn't, that's okay. Still let yourself brainstorm in those areas. And what I mean by that is, I'll give you an example just so that it makes sense. You know, I can share that as a clinician, I feel that I'm skilled when it comes to working with couples. And then I could also share that I feel skilled when it comes to speaking Spanish. So then from there, you know, that could be an opportunity. So I shared that with you just in case you kind of went in a different direction. There's still space there for growth. As you consider that question, really like journal on it. You know, imagine you're in a therapy session and your therapist is saying, hey, I want you to journal on what am I good at? And then you're just going to jot whatever comes to mind. I like to encourage, when I'm doing consulting, I encourage my consultees to really give this like about 1 to 3 days that you're just sitting back and reflecting on it. Next question. Who is your ideal client, right? Who is my ideal client? Think about your practice. Think about which patients you really look forward to working with. which ones you're like eager beaver excited to go into research, you know, to learn, you know, different ways to support or why symptoms are showing up in certain ways. If you get stuck with your ideal client, there's episodes here on the podcast. Just scroll through. You'll see the one that really focuses on identifying your ideal client, also called your avatar. Next question I want you to look at is, can you do it with someone else, right? Can I do this course with someone else? And that goes into coming up with your course idea, because maybe what you're wanting to do would have a stronger effect if you brought somebody in with you. Just so we can play around with some ideas, let's say that you are wanting to create a course for couples, and you know, you specialize with couples, and maybe your spouse specializes with couples. Now you both as a team can come in and create this course. Or maybe you want to create a course that helps kids with depression, and you work as a group therapist. Maybe you want to bring in some of the other therapists that are in your group counseling practice, or that to, you know, just run group therapy in general. And then you and that therapist, you come in and then you start creating the course. What it does is it helps to create a little leverage. You know, there's more individuals to see that there's two professionals versus one making the course. And I think that goes a long way. As you're kind of considering this process here of coming up with your course idea, work to push down some of those feelings of, oh man, I'm overwhelmed. Shit, I'm way out of my league. I'm out of my head. What am I doing here? Push those aside. I think it's natural. You know, I had no course in graduate school that went over any of this, right? And I assume that, you know, with your mental health background and training, more than likely you didn't either. So it makes sense that we're kind of like, shit, I have no idea what I'm doing here. You know, we learn as we go. lucky for you, yes. I made a lot of screw-ups along the way. And I had a lot of crickets with different courses that I launched out there. So that's life though, right? We look for support around us so that we're able to make good decisions as we go forward. And we don't have to stumble as those in front of us have stumbled. One other area to look at when it comes to coming up with your course idea is maybe work that you have done in the past. Like, have you created a book? Have you written a book before? Have you created a workbook, a PDF of some sort? Have you made a meditation? What are those called? A meditation album, if you will, or audio track. It's one of those two words. This is one of those moments where I'm like, man, I am getting old since I am not sure which word it is here. Laugh with me, my friends. Really think about what products you have created. And a product doesn't have to mean that you are, you know, a Barnes & Noble bestseller. You know, that it doesn't have to mean just that. It could be you're in your therapy office and you work with your client and you give them a sheet of paper, and that sheet of paper has information. It's got things that you have written down for them. That is a product. That shows that you're able to take, you know, what's verbally discussed in a counseling session, and you're able to put it on paper, and there's something there. So I want you to think about that and see if that can be the course idea. I'll give you a simple example. When I work with couples, during sessions, let's say there is an issue with communication taking place and conflict, I may encourage them to engage in a code word. So then on a sheet of paper, I'll write down, create a code word. Give the code word some sort of definition. So, you know, what does it mean when you use it? Does it mean respect? Does it mean, hey, pump our brakes? Use it during these situations. And when you do use it, take on these roles. Come back together in 20 minutes. Right, so now I gave, right, I provided the couple I'm working with this sheet of paper that had this product on it, right, the utilization of a code word. And I can think to myself and I can say, can this be a product? Like, is there a product somewhere in here? And maybe there is. Maybe that could be a conflict resolution course that can come from that. Maybe a course on how to communicate effectively within your relationship. That could be another idea. It could be a course on how to build mutual respect and heighten awareness within your relationship, right? All of that came from one little product, right? The code word one, which I shared with you. And you can do that. You know, you can do that from your end. I really just think it takes time. You know, when it comes to coming up with idea for courses, I've found that so many of us, we sometimes get stuck because we feel like our idea is not good enough, or imposter syndrome. We're like, well, who's going to want to buy this? And my friends, there's people coming to see you, right? There's people knocking on your door. That's, you heard that? That's me knocking. There's people knocking on your door, or there's bling, bling, bling. That's me doing the ringing of a phone. I'm not sure if your ringtone is that. But your phone's ringing. People are coming to see you. That means people see and know that you're able to help them and support them to move forward. Creating a course is no different, right? The course is this product, right? This item or variable that holds your knowledge, your education, your tips, your strategies, your tools, part of you. And that's very similar to what happens in a therapy session where you open, you go in there and you close that door and you sit with them, or stand if you like, and you share knowledge, education, strategies, tips, you listen, you know, you're patient, you're present. Those very skills there, you know, that energy, if you will, that can be brought into the course. And I share this with you to build that inner confidence. To build that confidence so that you right now are able to say, I can create a course. Say it with me. I can create a course. Let's take it to the next level. I can create a badass course, a kick-ass course. I can create a course where my clients, they're able to move forward in life. Where if there's somebody that wants to work with me, but let's say I'm full, that they have something that they can still do. And if somebody wants to work with me, but they're at a state that they're not stuck, they're able to purchase that course. And if somebody's out of, you know, the U.S. and they see me and then they Google me and they look at me and they go, oh, I really want to work with this person. But there's that space, right? They can't maybe because of the distance or because of your licenses, you got to be in your state. There's the course. It fits into that space where you're able to help others. I had someone share that with me. You know, we were sitting down. It was an interesting conversation. They were like, what are you going to do when you're full? I said, well, I'll be full. Now they were like, really, you know, how's it going to feel when you tell other people no? And that it was an interesting feeling because it hurt, yet I know that I could refer them somewhere else. And we talked about that, and he goes, well, what if that person really wants to work with you? What if they saw your YouTube video and they got recommendations and they were just set on, they were like, you know, I think you're the ideal counselor for me. And I know that there's so many clinicians out there, and I know that in the bottom of my heart, I know that all through me that I could say, yes, you know, I'm full right now, so there's other clinicians that can help. So that option, I know it's there, and I know it is impactful and powerful. And with it, you know, me and that individual, we kind of came to this point of, you know, this is where courses and even books can fit in. And you know, he shared with me, he goes, I want you to think about this. You go to a local bookstore and you get a self-help book. You know, it could be the famous Dr. Phil or whoever else is out there, right? And you read it, and that could have such a impactful and transformational change on your life. Yet, you never met the person. You never sat down with them and closed the door and said, okay, let's start the therapy session. And that really connected with me. I sat with that. I never thought about it that way. You know, I think so much of my mentality from graduate school and from just the mental health space, at least from kind of my nest of the world, was, you know, e-products, maybe they're not good enough or the same. But he really just stopped me in my tracks. And he goes, can you imagine how many people have read books? You know, they picked up at a Barnes & Noble. And it completely changed their lives. And, you know, if you don't believe it, go and look at a review. And, you know, me, I went to go look at some reviews. And I remember after I talked to my wife, and she was like, yeah. She's like, I believe that. She's like, I've read books that really have stuck out to me. And even I thought about it a little bit more, and because she was like, well, what's your favorite book? And it was a book that I read when I was young called The Hatchet. And there's a few other ones. And she's like, well, why is that your favorite book? What did it do for you? And I shared what it did for me. And that's what a product can do as long as we put that work into it. So I shared this with you before we finish off this episode, because today's about coming up with your course idea. But it's more than that. It's more than just the idea. It's you believing in your idea and you knowing that you can show up for that idea in the same way or maybe even more powerful way than what's taking place in the counseling room. Versus feeling that you're creating something, but it's not the same, it's not as good. Ooh, maybe that's poor English there. But that's okay. Think on it. Sit on it. You know, right now we are just in part two. We're going to dig further. You know, after this one, we'll go more into the course structure. We're going to touch on marketing the course. And then we're going to go look at ongoing maintenance for the course. So for now, here's your homework for you head off. Keep shining, my friends. You know, keep smiling. My, let's see. She is my sister-in-law. She put this post on Instagram and had a picture of George Clooney with a cup of coffee, I think. And then what did he say? He said, I do two things in the morning. I drink my favorite drink and I give love to the most important person in my life. and he was like, I do it in front of the mirror. So I thought that was funny. So my friends, I want you to keep shining. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting all the clients and patients and individuals you do and the community that you're in. I want to thank you for being a member of this community, the Counselor's Journey. You know, really thank you. I love being on here, showing up, sharing my voice, my authentic self, you know, my stutter, sense of humor, all of that shit. I like to share it with you. And I'm so appreciative of that. The homework I want to give you is I want you to sit down and come up with, what am I good at? Who is my ideal client? And then can I bring somebody else into this idea that I'm trying to create here for my course? And then once you do that, you're going to get closer and closer to coming up with your course idea. If you haven't done so already, I love a kindness. If you listen to this podcast on Apple, on Stitcher, wherever you listen at, there's a section on there that lets you leave a review. I'd love for you to leave me a review. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know what you find interesting. Let me know what you want me to speak on, which topics you want me to cover when it comes to your journey in private practice. That's always helpful to me. If you ever want to be a guest, holler at me. Shoot me an email. Let me know. As you go forward, check out the show notes. It reviews everything that we did here on the podcast. And then you'll see the link on there for Fiverr and for Teachable. My friends, take care.